Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our great health condition workshop on labor and delivery. My name is Paul.
Good evening. This is Bev.
And we are going to share with you an amazing workshop today. Amazing, 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 because the speaker is amazing, amazing, amazing. So what we're going to do is we've already pre-recorded Angelina McNeela, and we will just go right to her, and you can listen to that. And then after that, we will share how to do the BioTouch sets of points that work really well with labor and delivery. While you're listening to her, or right now, you can go to justtouch.com/workbook, and you can download right now the workbook that we're going to use at the second part of this workshop. So, with no further ado, we'll just go right to the interview. And good evening. This is our special presentation on labor and delivery, and we have a wonderful, wonderful, lovely lady joining us who is a doula, Angelina McNeela. And she happens to be on a vacation in the wonderful woods of Michigan, I guess. But she decided to come along with us here and give us this presentation, and we are looking forward to it, Angelina, and we're just going to let you take away with it, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's very exciting. I have been in birth work for a few years now and have actually attended the birth of one of your dear friends and members of the organization twice, so I was honored to be asked back. That's always a good thing. But I never assume, right? Because every birth is different and every labor is different, no matter how baby comes out. So it's just a special journey that we've done together. And after the birth of my second baby, I did the BioTouch training. So it's exciting to be able to add that to my toolkit. I usually carry around a bag I call the Mary Poppins bag with all of the magic tools in it. And people are like, what's in there? How deep is that? Like, is it the bottomless bag? Sometimes it looks like that. But at the same time, when I attend births, I like to remember that sometimes less is more. And so that's why I'm excited to be here in this conversation today to talk about what we can do and use tools at our fingertips. So in BioTouch, you know, those two fingers, what's funny to birth workers, and when I saw the photo that you shared as well on labor and delivery, is for birth workers, sometimes these two fingers mean something else. I want to be clear that doulas don't typically perform clinical tasks. So cervical checks and things like that are not typically done or expected by doulas. I also want to be clear that they are not necessary to having a baby, just throwing that out there. So the line of thinking and philosophy that I come from and on birth paradigms is a little bit different than what we might have been grown up around, especially in Western culture. So like I said, sometimes less is more. What I wanted to come around to for anyone who might have just heard the word doula or isn't completely sure what it is or might be interested is I wanted to share from my perspective on what that birth work means for me, what I do, what I don't do, and how everyone is a part of the team. So the way I suppose I can start is through how I got into birth work. So I have two babies of my own. When I was pregnant with my first, loved it. I was like, this is like feeling like a goddess. And I know some people watching are like, that was not the experience for me. And I honor and respect that. I think that with support and knowledge and education, sometimes we can increase the chances of that experience being, if not ideal, because not everything in life is, maybe a little more optimal. So that's one of my passions in how I got into birth work. Loving the pregnancy experience, but seeing what I can do instead of can't. Seeing what I could do with my responsibility instead of asking permission all the time. We hear a lot of women, pregnant people saying, hold on, I got to ask my doctor. Hold on, I have to ask this person. You didn't have to ask anybody to get pregnant, okay? Your body is so perfectly, beautifully designed, intelligently designed. It knows what to do. And sometimes we have to remember that and tap back in. So pregnancy and the experience through that is one of my most passionate parts of being a birth worker. and as I call doula, or it's interpreted as servant of women, or really we serve the families. So people often think that I'm holding babies all the time. I will never hold a baby unless I'm invited to. And even when babies come faster than the midwife or doctor can get there, it's happened a couple times because life happens. I will always invite the partner or the father to receive that gift. That's his gift, not mine. So I won't share anyone's birth stories here for anyone we know in common. I'll let them tell you, but it's a beautiful thing to be a part of that. So beyond pregnancy and comfort measures and health and wellness in terms of mental, physical, and sometimes spiritual aspects of it, then comes the party. So I call it baby's first birthday party. That is so much fun. So that's what I'm always looking forward to, right? We spend all this time together, getting to know each other. It's different than just protocols that are just used on everyone. It's individualized. I'm getting to know someone, what they like, what they don't like. Previous experiences, whether this is a first baby or a sixth. And yes, doulas can be helpful for those who value that kind of support team for someone who's had a baby several times over. And not everyone wants or needs them, and that's fine. Funny story, I kicked mine out the first time. I wish I could have a conversation with her now. But I think that's going to tie in later when we talk about comfort measures. Because when you don't feel comfortable and safe in your environment, sometimes you'll do things that you regret. So also why I'm excited for this talk, to be able to see again what we can do instead of can't, and not all of the measures that we can use to increase the quality of our health or experience have to be something that's prescribed. We have a lot of this in us, a lot of it is innate, and science is catching up and being able to explain a lot. And I know you know a lot too in terms of what touch does. It's an amazing magical tool. There are so many ways to do it, so many different modalities, and we can just kind of pick and choose what works for us. And sometimes in labor, because things happen, we might not end up using them, but at least we have them as an option if we want to pick from that tool bag. So this stuff is really exciting to me. It's more than just, you know, like, oh, babies and baby showers. It's supporting the family. It's supporting the mother going from maiden to mother for the first time, or maybe more children. It's supporting the father or partner, whoever they may be, because sometimes they need that support and knowing, well, how can I show up? You know, it's not just delivering the ingredients to the baby and the mom bakes it. It's their role is pivotal. And it's fun being able to help guide that if someone isn't sure in just how much influence they have over that experience of one of the most important days of their lives, right? And also the experience of how a family manifests over time. It's of my belief that the quality of the day that baby comes and the support that follows in the postpartum period has huge implications on the health of the family, the health of the couple. Because when someone goes through that together, no matter how baby came out, if someone's supporting each other and they are there on one of the most vulnerable, challenging days of their lives, and they don't feel alone when they're sleep deprived and tired and like, what did we do? You know, like that can be a bonding experience. And bonding experiences, using what we know in science now, can be helpful in labor as well. So we want to do all the things that are going to just spew oxytocin. We're going to feel loved and connected. All the things that sometimes people say, what gets the baby in gets the baby out. So in terms of feeling comfortable and safe, and different touch and breath. And so back to basics, instead of overcomplicating it and saying like, who can save me? It's really, we don't need saving. This is not, it's more often than not a medical condition that needs intervention. It's a natural life process, and what we can do is just support that. So people will often reach out to me or ask what doulas are at all stages in pregnancy. And that can go, and some work on fertility and work with families before, trying to increase the health of the body, and even like spiritually or mentally, to be able to receive that next life stage. So doulas can work across the spectrum, sometimes once pregnant and early on, but often when people are really feeling pregnant, they're like, okay, this is serious now. We need to reach out. We want to talk about the big day and planning and what can we do. And then often there's postpartum support as well. Some doulas will only focus on postpartum, and that is helping with babies and overnights and things like that. Postpartum healing for moms, that could be physically, depending on how birth went, whether vaginal or by cesarean. One valuable thing about doulas is, even statistically, it can be shown that the support from a labor person like a doula, another birth support person, can decrease the chances of unnecessary interventions. That is not to say, dear friends, that those things are bad. It's so wonderful they're there when needed. But more often than not, also can be shown statistically, sometimes they're used when they're not, and they're used too soon. So when we have information about how our bodies work and a trust and tools at our fingertips, we decrease the chances of needing those, or at least being able to speak up and honor our body's autonomy and do what we already know we can do. But sometimes these big brains of ours get in the way, and we anticipate things like fear, which is heavily ingrained in our culture, especially Western culture. And that can actually do the exact opposite of what we're asking. That can hinder what you're asking your body to do. That can mess with the cocktail of laboring hormones. So the reason I feel that knowing these things is important, whether it's your first baby, sixth baby, maybe your labor and delivery nurse, it doesn't matter who we are, reassessing what we have and what we can do and thinking about where our thoughts come from is important, because they can absolutely drive how we feel, our behaviors, and then also our physiology, and then the rest of our bodies. When we're asking ourselves to do a challenging thing like bring a baby down and out, but we don't feel safe. What do cats do? There was a cat around here earlier. If a cat is spooked while they're in labor, they run away, right? Or maybe you're not a cat doula, Paul. I don't know. But we are not above the rest of the kingdom mammalia, okay? Like, they run away, and when their nervous systems say, I feel safe again, labor kickstarts again, and they have all 10 of their kittens in a shed somewhere. Hmm. Note shed. There's actually a shed right over there. I'm using props. I'm not saying we should, you know, have our babies in sheds, although some people do. Some people call them yurts. You can pop, squat, and drop in a field. That's only weird because we made it weird today. We didn't need sterile environments for everything. In fact, some would say that downstream effects are our gut and microbiomes from being too afraid of everything. Right? We have almost manufactured the birthing process. So back to basics is where tools at our fingertips come from again, that sense of safety. A quote that I see on the BioTouch sites on it being our birthright to be happy, healthy, and loved, is it?
Yep.
I saw that and was like, this is perfect for our talk today. It is our birthright for that, and it's our birthright to feel that way, happy, healthy, and loved when birthing. One of the most impactful days of our lives, when we are, you know, expanding a family, should be that way. And we deserve to feel that way. And I know that life happens and it's not always going to be ideal. But when we know this, we can decrease the chances of those negative events happening and increase the chances that things do go better. Not always ideal, because labor is labor and life's. But when we anticipate these things with fear and say, oh, pain, oh my gosh, pain. And we have a knee-jerk reaction, and we're going to, it's like when we touch fire for the first time, we don't have to be taught that. We know, you know, instinctively to just back off. We sometimes anticipate unnecessary events in that way too, because fear is a huge component of our culture surrounding childbirth. And when I was pregnant as well, I witnessed it. It's almost as if people trauma bond over the worst of the worst instead of saying, listen, it's both. And life is full of abundance and loss, and that there's that belt, it's always going to happen. Instead of being honest and true about that, we often knee-jerk reaction. Oh, who's going to save me? This is terrible. It's going to be terrible. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate your body. It's all these negative thoughts on lack instead of it's going to be intense. It can be intense. But we've all been doing it for how many millions of years? Mammals anyways, right? Like animals in general. And what can I do instead of can't? And so one of my most favorite things to speak on when someone says, oh, those are all just nice things to say. They're affirmations, right? Like, I can do this. These feelings are part of my body. They cannot be stronger than me. I open like a lotus. Those things are wonderful. It's not going to work for everybody. But I love knowing how science can explain it for the naysayers who are like, you know, just, oh, you're just going to give me a touch? Well, that's not going to do anything. I want the epidural. I've had an epidural. I'm not throwing any shade or judgment. I'll go there in a second. However, it's not woo-woo. I want people to say like, woo-hoo! Like, this is like, are you kidding me? You have simple things that you have with you all the time, like your fingertips, like squeezing, like breath. Or maybe external things that are more simple and don't require a prescription, right? That maybe have less risks to the benefit. So it's not that interventions are inherently negative. I respect everyone and what they're going to choose. And I've chosen some. I made different choices with my second birth experience. And I will serve families who do want medication. And that's great. We do not want to depend on people outside of us, because when that happens, oftentimes we're going to be disappointed. When we are like, you know what? I don't want to feel a thing. I'm going to block it. I'm going straight to the hospital as soon as I feel anything. Okay. But you don't know how busy they are that day. You don't know where their anesthesiologist is. How many people are giving birth that day, right? So as soon as we externalize that responsibility of feeling human, including the sensations that are not always something we want to feel every day, well, now we've got too many chefs in the kitchen. There's a possibility things are going to get complicated. People are going to manage our birth instead of us unfold in birth. And so even for people who choose medication and want it right away, I think we should have these tools anyways. When you're waiting, when you're in the car during contractions, you don't have access to those things till you get there. And even then you might be waiting. So it increases our perception of control when we have these tools, even if you don't use them. Even if you're like, actually, touch sounds disgusting to me right now, right? If you're in active labor and you're feeling it and they're coming one on top of the other, and then Angie, the doula, comes in and is like, I'm going to put my hands here, say yes or no, you know? And they're like, get out of here, you know? Respect. But there might be a time earlier in labor where that feels wonderful and where it's increasing those feel-good endorphins in the bloodstream. And now you're actually able to ride it through a little bit easier and you're feeling calm and safe. And it's helping with blood flow, which you want blood flow straight to the uterus because it's a contracting muscle. And so this is why I think it's so exciting for everyone to know, even if they're like, this is woo-woo. I don't need you. And that's true. People don't need doulas to give birth. They don't technically even need, please don't hit me, birth workers, but you technically don't even need midwives and OBGYNs. They're great and amazing when assistance is needed. But, you know, how did we get here? So I'm saying sometimes we have to go inside and remember that instead of asking permission and externalizing that responsibility. What do you have in yourself, your breath, touch, and connection with people? So do you have any questions yet? No, see, I get all excited and fired up.
You're just doing a great job here. So I love the fired upness about it all.
Thanks.
So just let me ask you this, and you talked about, so there's numerous ways to have birthing. It's not just laying down like we see in a movie theater with your legs up there, right? Because there's numerous ways, and you sort of mentioned it a little, but you know, we talking about delivery, it'd be good to let people know the different options on having a baby.
I love that you asked that because I've just been thinking, how do we keep it relevant for our talk today with the BioTouch organization? I would love to say that you are correct. One moment. Legs are going to sleep a little. Doing yoga everywhere I go, right? Am I still in frame?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. So, let me see. Speaking of going back to basics, there's a lot of history to how women ended up on their backs giving birth, and a lot of it has to do with who's assisting and what's most viewable to them. Because if you look at the anatomy and how everything opens when a baby's passing through and that pelvis is expanding up to 30%, which again, with the whole, you're having a big baby, you can't do it. Yes, you can. It was designed to expand. In Africa, they call it the back opening. It's amazing. I love showing fathers the bulge in the back when the head is coming through. I'm like, we could see your baby before you could see their face. If you leave someone undisturbed to birth the way that feels intuitive to them, often environment affects that. I've seen women say they don't want to birth on their back and end up doing it anyways if it was in a hospital, even when they aren't told to do it, which many times they are. If you're left undisturbed to do your thing the way you're designed, your body will intuitively tell you how to move, where to move. And often it is in standing or on all fours. And these are positions that actually help open everything up so that the baby can pass through. When we're on our backs, it can sometimes actually make it harder for the baby to pass down and up, but that's what we're used to. So it's interesting what we tell ourselves and say, I don't want to do that. I've seen women still do it. And I think that it's a subconscious thing, a subconscious programming, because when you're in an environment, where that's what's most accessible and you're trying to be, you know, helpful, people pleasing, even when you're birthing, that is not the place to do it. I've seen women do it anyways, and I've seen people choose hospital and then home birth, and it's interesting to see how that changes. And when, again, not externalizing responsibility, when someone isn't telling you how to do what only you and your baby can do because you were designed perfectly together, they just know. They just do it. It's not thinking, which is why it's so important to allow someone to go into that labor land space, as one of my dear friends and clients say. You don't want someone asking you a million questions that keeps us in this big giant frontal cortex. This is where we're anticipating pain and fear. It's like, oh, you know, this is going to be terrible. We want to shut that off and go into that relaxation labor land. We want those brain waves to change from alpha to gamma and theta. We want it to slow down and we want to go to that other space, which is the more hindbrain to do what all the rest of the world does. The animals who are not blessed and cursed with these giant brains of ours, you know, they
Right on.
just do it. They don't think about the pain. They just are like, okay, here we are.
Wow. I'll tell you, Angie, that was inspiring. In fact, what I just love about how you present it is how natural it is. It's a
Thank
blessing,
you.
and how natural it is for the family to be involved. And you know, I mean, for me, I can't even imagine having to go through all the emotional and spiritual and physical things being a guy. Once I tried putting a watermelon on my belly and lay down and tried to get up, and I'm like, oh my God, how do they do this? I mean, these women are awesome. So having somebody like you helping us realize it's natural, we encourage everybody to get hold of Angelina McNeela. She can prana pregnancy at gmail.com. She'll work with you anywhere you are. And she doesn't have to be there because what she's telling you is you've got everything you need. So, all right, we appreciate your time. And then we're going to use this to teach some points on how to use the BioTouch system. So, thank you, Angelina.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Wowee! I told you it was
Where
hot.
was she in the 70s when I was having mine?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's when they just started the whole midwife movement with Steve Gaskin down there in Tennessee, the farm. So
Yeah, but
now she's taking it a whole new level.
yeah, it's exciting what's I think what's going on and letting the body. So that was kind of wonderful. Less is more. Taking responsibility, you
Yeah.
know, the body
The
knows, it's
body
innate.
knows, right? You know, go to labor land and,
Stuff that we talk
yeah,
about with
right? And how
biotouch.
she just built on the, it's your birthright to be happy, healthy, and loved.
She
And,
gets
you
it.
know, it's a birth. So
Yeah,
we're going
definitely.
to talk more about it for sure. But what we want to do now, for those who are joining us, is we're going to have Bev teach us the set of points. And these are not, you know, if you get one set in here, the greeting, like Angelina was saying, you know, you're in that, you're having that baby. It's like, don't touch me.
Yeah, it's from
So,
me.
but, you know, you might just hold her. Now, we had a woman work, a certified practitioner working with her daughter, and all she did was did that greeting and then just held her head with the two fingers while she was having the, didn't do any movement, didn't do any sweeping, just
Right.
gently was holding her neck. So, you know.
Well, you know, she made a really good, we already have the tool if it's needed or if you want to or whatever. That's a really, that's kind of like going to having a backup plan. BioTouch is already there, so you can step in,
Right.
you know, in those circumstances. So it's perfect.
So this is about labor and delivery, but of course, as she said, you know, doing it before, doing it after, this is what's great. But we're going to teach the sets of points. If you go to justtouch.com/workbook, you can download the workbook that we're going to share with you right now. And so we're going to have Bev take it away while I play the stooge in the background.
Okie doke, you're good at that. So let's look at if you do have the workbook, let's this first page will always be the condition, and we do a summation, some of the highlighted points in that condition and how BioTouch can help. So that's always going to be there. It will change with the condition, but these next couple of pages are from our manual. So we always like to begin by asking the question and answering, what is BioTouch? For those of you who are new to this, really don't know what BioTouch is, or it's just a good reminder for all of us who already do. So there's these four basic bullets that we're going to go over. First of all, I will say BioTouch is just a simple hands-on technique that is two people working together using very light touch on the body. And it does what Angelina was saying. It enhances the body's natural healing ability. So let's begin. So it says BioTouch is easy to learn, even children can learn and practice it effectively. And we know that's true because we've had children take the class, we've had children become certified, become practitioners, helping in the household. And this is one of the main purposes of us sharing BioTouch. We really want to get it into the families. The best place to begin is where? Wow, when that first family is beginning to build that first child, it's amazing. And then that child can go on to learn BioTouch as well and help mom and dad. So it's a full circle kind of thing. BioTouch is a complement to any healthcare program. This is true. It will enhance anything else you're doing, whether it's a special diet, exercise, other modalities, pharmaceuticals, medical care, whatever it is that you're going through, like labor and delivery, also, it can really step in and safely, no side effects. So it's a great complement. We call it integrative because it interacts with the body and all that the body holds. BioTouch has no levels of ability. Everyone is effective the first time. This is true. One of the great things about BioTouch, you have the training is very minimal. You can actually learn it on your own. You do not have to take classes from us, trainings from us. You can actually learn it on our website. So there's no levels of ability. What we know is BioTouch is for every one of us to learn and to use and to share. That's what we do know about BioTouch. That's what makes it so special. Every single one of us has the ability to help another person using those first two fingers and is always effective. So there's no special knowledge or years and years of going through training. You learn the basic sets of points and you have got a tool, as Angelina mentioned, it forever, and you can use it anytime, any place, anywhere. You've always got those tools. She's absolutely right about that. The last bullet, BioTouch requires no preparation, belief, or a state of mind. This, it just cuts through all of that. BioTouch is like it breaks down all of those barriers. So you do not have to prepare yourself to go and help another person. You don't have, we have no belief system. There's no philosophy to BioTouch. Your own belief system is fine, whatever that is, whatever your state of mind is. So, you know, there's nothing to prepare for, whether a space or prepare yourself. It's just, you just have to be a human being that cares for someone, and you already have what it takes to help that person. So that's basically what we want to start this off with. Just letting you know what BioTouch is here for. So when you practice BioTouch, there's a couple of little things that you follow. You want to wash your hands always before every session. A session is when two people, recipient and the associate, are working together. We'll just kind of go over that in a minute. One person touches another. That's what is BioTouch requires, two people. We always have the question, can you do it on yourself? And our answer is, well, by definition, BioTouch is one person touching another person lightly on the skin. If you can reach those sets of points in any of that in a particular set, then that's fine, but we do not call that BioTouch. You want to begin every session with what we will learn, the first set we will learn called the greeting. Always use the first two fingers of both hands, lightly touch on the skin like a butterfly. And then you want to hold the points that we will teach you tonight, 6 to 8 seconds. So that is the beginning of learning about BioTouch. On this page 7, called Terms, we usually just go over the first two, just in relation to what we've been talking about, this relationship of BioTouch. The person that performs the points is called the associate. And what we like about that is when you look at the definition of an associate in the dictionary has two. One is one often in company with another, implying an intimacy or equality, and two, one having an interest in common with another. This is what we have discovered. BioTouch is a relationship of equality, and that's why when you have two people, both are giving and receiving. The receiving one is called the recipient. So we work together. We know that doesn't matter in that relationship of healing if you are giving BioTouch or receiving BioTouch. This is for both of us. the associate and the recipient. It's a win-win. BioTouch is a win-win. So Paul, I think, don't you usually want them to know a little bit about how the manual works?
So if you'll notice here, it's two pages for each set that we're going to share. So as you see here, as we're going to do the greeting, there's a picture with numbers on it. And then when you look at that and you go down further, it tells you the order to do that touch points. You'll see that little purple click here to watch the video. Okay, when you click on that, it will take you to the video which we're going to show here in the workshop. And then on the second page of each set, it has pictures and it has the words describing where to find the points. And those words are the same that are on the video that you're going to see. So take
That's
it away.
Great. It's a great manual. All you really need to know, unless you, of course, you go on, get the ebook, right? That's just the same. So let's begin the first set. As I was saying, it's called the greeting. This is what you want to perform with the recipient before you do anything else. This is kind of like the key that begins. Something's going to happen. We know it seems to open the body and prepare it for what it knows what to do. It's innate in us to be able to do BioTouch. So we can, let's go ahead and watch. It just establishes a harmony between the associate and the recipient. So remember to do it before every session. So let's go ahead and watch the video.
The greeting is always performed at the beginning of each session. It's the only set that uses one hand and the only set that indicates which hand to use. The greeting is performed with the dominant hand. If you are right-handed, use your right hand. If you are left-handed, use your left hand. The greeting is made by touching at point one, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone or sternum. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. Then, with the same two fingers, touch point two on the back. To find point two, look for the big bone at the base of the neck. From here, move 1 to 1.5 inches to the left. This is point two. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. More than one associate may work with a recipient provided that all of the associates perform the greeting. If the associate or the recipient leaves the session, or if someone who hasn't done the greeting touches either the recipient or the associate, the greeting must be reestablished. Then the session may proceed from where it was interrupted.
Okay, so now we've done the greeting, so now we're ready. The first, and I just want to say, the couple of sets that we're going to share with you tonight, we always go through considering the condition and put together those sets of points that we feel are just the basic ones. There's 17 sets of points. And if you are the one performing, being the associate, then you can step in and do other things. This is just the beginning of just a basic introduction for you to do. The first set is the headset. And this, of course, can address anything related. So, you know, we've got a lot of the hormone imbalances and things are happening. If I will just say, Paul mentioned it before, if you can just do, when you see the A and A, that very first step in the video, if you can do nothing but just A and A for them, if they'll let you, that would be amazing. So let's watch the whole headset and get the idea.
The headset can be used to address conditions related to the brain. There are 4 steps in this set. In step one, use Thru-Fire to touch points A and A. Point A on the back of the head is in the center of the neck at the base of the skull. Point A on the front of the head is at the center of the forehead where the forehead begins to curve to the crown. Step 2 is performed in crossfire with the fingers of each hand touching on opposite sides of the head. Hold at X, which is in the indentation beside the neck muscle at the base of the skull. It is the same as point 1 of the back set. On the opposite side of the head, touch points 1 through 5. Points 1, 2, and 3 are on the ridge line formed where the skull curves up toward the crown. Point 1 is above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge. Point 2 is above the front of the ear on the ridge. Point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. To locate point 4, move down the head toward the base of the skull to a horizontal indentation approximately 1/3 of the way down from the top of the ear and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. Point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Point 5 now becomes the new hold point as points 1 through 5 are touched on the opposite side of the head. In crossfire, touch point 1 above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge, point 2 above the front of the ear on the ridge, point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. Point 4 is a horizontal indentation approximately 1/3 of the way down from the top of the ear and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. And point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Step 3 is performed in matching fire, touching points 1 and 1. Two and two, three and three, four and four, five and five. Finally, in step 4, place the open palms of both hands on the head covering points 1 through 3. Be careful, don't let your hands touch each other.
Okay, very good. So the next set is stress and anxiety, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory why we chose this one. There will be a lot of stress and anxiety. She was talking about the fear. So this is definitely a great set to use for labor, especially. It's just very simple to do and very effective. So let's watch the video on stress and anxiety.
The headset can be used to address conditions related to the brain. There are 4 steps in this set. In step 1, use through fire to touch points A and A. Point A on the back of the head is in the center of the neck at the base of the skull. Point A on the front of the head is at the center of the forehead where the forehead begins to curve to the crown. The stress set may be used to address any manifestation of physical, emotional, or mental stress, as well as anxiety and shingles. Hold at X, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone. It is the same as greeting point 1. Then with the other hand, touch points 1 and 2, which are the same points as in the heart set. These points are found by imagining a line running from the notch at the top of the breastbone to a place on the left breast where the nipple would be on a youth. Divide this imaginary line into thirds. Point 1 is at the top of the first third. Point 2 is at the top of the second third. These points may be touched repeatedly, and remember to touch each point for at least 6 to 8 seconds.
So it's interesting, I made a mistake there and I started showing the headset, which showed A and A,
right?
Which also is beneficial for stress. If all you could do is A and A, because you can't get to that stress set. So those were all part of what you could do for stress. And especially, as you said, that fear that comes up through that whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about that too in the head. You know, who knows how much time you'll have, but if you could just get to that A and A, like you were saying, that would be great. Absolutely. The last set we're going to share with you is the lower abdomen set. And of course, we know what's going on in that area, because this below the navel and above the pubic bone, that's the whole area of all those organs there, including the reproductive organ. And of course, the baby is there. So even just touching on the lower abdomen, who knows what that might do for the baby, right? So let's go ahead and watch the video.
The lower abdomen set may be used to address any conditions or organs which are located between the navel and the pubic bone. This might include conditions of the reproductive organs, the colon, the bladder, or hernias. When working on the lower abdomen, it is helpful to press firmly into the flesh. But while working firmly, be careful not to cause discomfort to the recipient. The lower abdomen has 3 steps. Step 1. Locate hold point X, which is on the pubic bone. Do not press firmly on this point. While holding X, touch points 1 through 5 with the other hand. Point 1 is located just below the navel. Point 2 is in the soft tissue to the inside of the pelvic bone, low on the abdomen. Point 3 is the same point on the opposite side of the body. Point 4 is in the soft tissue just inside the high point of the hip bone. Point 5 is the same point on the opposite side of the body. Step 2. With the palm open and flat, slide the entire hand under the recipient's body and place the first 2 fingers of this hand in contact with point T on the sacrum triangle. Then with the other hand, touch points 1 through 5 and X. Point 1 is located just below the navel. Point 2 is in the soft tissue to the inside of the pelvic bone, low on the abdomen. Point 3 is the same point on the opposite side of the body. Point 4 is in the soft tissue, just inside the high point of the hip bone. Point 5 is the same point on the opposite side of the body. And X, which is on the pubic bone. After completing this step, enhancements and local work may be performed wherever a recipient is experiencing difficulties of any kind. Step 3. In matching fire, touch points 1 and X. points 2 and 3 and points 4 and 5.
There you go. Two guys doing it. Sorry we don't have a pregnant woman on that photograph, but.
But we've worked with pregnant women before.
That's right. So you might not be able to find the points exactly, but you have a lot of area to work with. This is not like something like acupuncture or something that you have to be pinpointed perfect. You have an area to work with. And even if you get extra points in there, you're working around the whole, you know, and we're talking about labor and delivery. Chances are you're not going to be doing that set during labor and delivery.
You know, yes. Some of those things, labor, but, you know, by the time you're in the delivery stage.
But even afterwards, it can help probably with the placenta coming out and helping everything relax and go to. So, you know, also wanted to bring up the wonderful thing when we showed the greeting. How that was a whole family,
yes.
In that one, you know, the mother, the dad, the son, and if you get the whole manual with all the links to the video, there's a little picture of a baby that they're pulling across the table. That's their little baby too, and that was a BioTouch baby, second one, because that woman there wasn't supposed to be able to get pregnant, and BioTouch. So it must have been the only thing that reversed that option. So
I'm telling you, it's a great tool to have, everyone. So
it is. Know. And so, you know, Angelina, if you need to get hold of her, we gave her information. What is it? PranaPregnancy@gmail.com. If you have any questions for us, we're always available. office@justtouch.com or go to our website, justtouch.com. We'll take you through it. We'll teach you. We'll answer your questions. We can do a Zoom with you personally to show you how to do it with the family. We're here to help you. That's why we're here.
Yep.
Good job, Bev.
You too, Paul. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all. And we'll
Angelina.
Angelina, thank you very much. And we'll see you all next month. We're going to talk about caring for the caregivers. And we do these every month, the fourth Thursday of the month. And then we have the replays. So if you'd like to get the replay or send this to somebody, just go onto our website and sign up to get the emails. And we'll just send it right to you. And you can get it right in your email box.
Yes.
All right. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Bev.
Thank you.
See you all later.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Bye.